You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, today is actually Tuesday. It feels like Monday to me, but today is Tuesday. And, you know, I always start with my comments. I got to tell you, this past weekend was more special than most. In fact, I would rank it among the most special in my whole life. All the family was together. Incredible preparation was laid on. An amazing amount of work and prayer and more work and more prayer. But then the moment finally came, and I was blessed beyond words to walk my little girl down the aisle to let everyone know that her mother and I were willing to give her hand in marriage to a fine young man who is now our son-in-law. Let me tell you, some of y'all think your daughters were the most beautiful brides, but I would arm wrestle Hulk Hogan to prove that mine was. She was married in the new pavilion at Burritt on the Mountain up on Montesano in Huntsville. It was a semi-outdoor wedding because the weather decided that just on top of the mountain, it would not cooperate. At one point during the ceremony, there were actual cloud vapors, literally clouds, breezing around the bride and groom. And I looked at my beautiful wife, Charlene. I said, "Baby, we're actually having a wedding in the clouds." Well, my stepbrother, William, the kids call him Uncle Bill. He's a minister. He performed the ceremony, as he's done for most of the cousins over time, including our son and daughter-in-law. And for those who are wondering, yes, I did manage to keep myself together during the ceremony, but I had my moments of deep sentiment and memories flooding my mind of a little girl in diapers and a soccer uniform and a prom dress in college, all of it. We had our special moments at the ceremony, too. I got to tell you, right before we walked out to present her to the groom, I looked at her, and just like I used to do when she was 10 and headed to a soccer game, I literally right there, I said, "Show me your war face." And we both made a big old face at each other and went, "Ah," to each other, and then walked out to the wedding. It shook some of the nerves loose, and I went on down the aisle with her. But listen, you know how it is when family all gets together. There's usually some backslapping, some good food, some storytelling, and laughing. Can't beat it. And so Uncle Bill, my brother William, that I mentioned a minute ago, he officiated at the wedding, but he also officiated the wedding of one of his own daughters just in the last year or so. Here's the funny part. So here's this story he was telling us. He was talking about the new law that Alabama has on marriage licenses. It's a bill that was working its way through the legislative process while I was in the state Senate. It's a bill that I actually opposed many times, and it finally passed in spite of me. Now, some of y'all may know this already, but Alabama may be the only state of its kind that has changed the marital process to be fully a matter of contract. Well, I held out. I was the only senator eventually who was opposed to the bill while I was there because I just felt that personally it reduced the solemn aspect of the marriage process from a ceremonial to purely contractual matter. Anyway, the bill eventually passed without my support. It's the law of the land, and now I'm watching as it applies to family and friends. So here's the deal. William, Uncle Bill, he was telling the story. And one of them happened first. The daughter of a good friend was recently married at my law firm. I served as the notary public for their state marriage license. Basically, upon application, my signature made them married. That's kind of crazy. But traditions run strong. Many folks still want to celebrate this amazing and beautiful life decision with family and friends, so ceremonies still abound. Well, that young couple I talked about, they had a beautiful ceremony. And my brother William, though, he was telling the story about his daughter, my niece. It was a beautiful wedding. We were there. Huge turnout. Two great families coming together. A great party afterward at the Roundhouse in downtown Huntsville. And the young newlyweds took off for their honeymoon before going to the husband's first new job as a full-time minister in Virginia. So as William tells the story, remember that state law I talked about a minute ago? As William tells the story, he went out to the mailbox one day soon after the wedding to get the mail. He realized there was a letter addressed to his newly married daughter from the state of Alabama. Well, she was on her honeymoon at the time, so he figured he'd better open it to make sure it was nothing important. So he opened the envelope to find that the young couple's wedding license application was in it with a big stamp on it that said, "Rejected." I mean, they can do that? How does a state get to reject a couple's application for marriage? Well, in this case, it was simply because they had filled out the form incorrectly, apparently. Sort of. I mean, what happened was she wrote her mother's maiden name she wrote her mother's maiden name correctly, but basically listed her mom as her mom's married name. No big deal. All family members were otherwise identified. Just one of them was misnamed using a married name instead of a maiden name. But it meant that in the eyes of the state, you guessed it, they were not married. Well, William's one of those dads. He thought this was too good to be true. He thought, I'm going to do something with this. So what did he do? He calls his daughter on her honeymoon. And the conversation, we're told, went something like this. Hey, I got some bad news. What's wrong, Dad? Well, the state of Alabama has rejected your marriage license. What? What do you mean? What does that mean for us? Well, says William, I guess you're not married. So I suppose you're living in sin right now. And as your father and pastor, I'm going to suggest strongly y'all have to get separate hotel rooms till we get this thing sorted out. Apparently there was a long pause, like a very long pause. And then she goes, Dad, that is not going to happen. We are married in the eyes of God. That's good enough for me. Well, we're all rolling with laughter while William told the story. God bless him. Can you imagine being on your honeymoon and finding out you might not actually be married in the eyes of the government? It was a funny story, but I got to tell you, the more I thought about it, the more I mulled it over, the more I processed the idea of my daughter is getting married and having to fill out the same forms, I couldn't help but think, wow, what if? What if they had never opened the envelope? What if it had gotten lost in the mail? What if she had had some terrible health issue arise while they were on their trip and she was only on her husband's insurance because it was a family policy? Could they deny the coverage? And by the way, this is not the only story like this in the family. That same evening, one of my other nieces, who, by the way, William officiated their wedding too, she had a heck of a time when she moved to Tennessee trying to get a Tennessee driver's license because the Tennessee state officials didn't like the unofficial look of Alabama's new wedding license. It just like goes on and on. It's apparently pretty plain and somewhat unprofessional looking. They actually had to get a sworn witness from Alabama to attest to the fact that they are, in fact, married. And even still, the Tennessee license folks actually called Alabama just to confirm it. The government stepping in, deciding whether they do or don't like the way you're married. So what if the first niece, the one whose license was rejected, what if she had gone to get her new license when they moved to Virginia, only to find out they needed that same tacky piece of Alabama paperwork, only to find out it had been rejected? All in all, crisis was averted because William, Uncle Bill, was a nosy dad who opened his daughter's mail. William, I'm your big brother, I can say that. But here's the thing. That bill was passed by the legislature. It was done largely to ostensibly take the government out of the business of conducting wedding ceremonies. I'm not sure if any probate judges still conduct weddings. But in a sense, what actually happened is it put the government smack in the middle of it. So forever, my niece will have a wedding anniversary that technically differs from what the records of the state of Alabama say. Will it matter in court? Does it matter for insurance? Would it matter for determining rights to property or heirship to estates? Could it be a factor in applying for a new home loan or paying taxes or getting legal custody of kids? I don't know. Maybe. Apparently it matters for getting a new driver's license in Tennessee. Well, I agree with my niece's assessment. They were married in the eyes of God. So is my girl. Charlene and I couldn't be happier. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, the government just gets it wrong. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I kid you not, the government rejected their Boomer, I'm telling you, the government rejected their wedding application.
I was rolling over here.
And they get it in the mail after the wedding. Man. While they're on their honeymoon.
Wow.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Absolutely.
I mean, government can get in the way, but Lord, taking the government out of marriage only to put the government smack in the middle of marriage. Folks, I'm telling you, sometimes the government just gets it wrong for the love. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right in the daddy of a married girl. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Well, thank you all for allowing me the time off for something extremely significant, like getting a daughter married. And it was kind of cool, too, because, you know, everybody's together. My son and daughter-in-law and their little ones were there. And so it was just great. And we had, you know, all the grandmoms were there. And it went on and on. And am I recovered? No, I am not. I told Charlene Boomer, I think I told you earlier, that I don't know when I've ever done that much manual labor while wearing a coat and tie.
Right.
The day of. I mean, literally left out Friday, towing a trailer, two vehicles, loaded up with stuff. I looked at Charlene, I said, I thought we hired a florist and a wedding planner. What is it I'm loading? And
that's
it was
nuts.
Charlene can make the most mundane days special. So there was a ton of stuff that she added to the mix to make it, you know, and anyway, it was just, and decorating the hotel room for the ladies to do their hair and makeup, you know, and just on and on. Food. She had boxes labeled, you know, like it would label hotel, and you'd open it, and then the individual boxes were labeled, this goes on so-and-so table. This is for the guys. This is for the, you know, it was like,
wow.
I mean, I told her,
so much thought and preparation.
Oh my gosh. I told her afterwards, I don't think I had near enough respect for your level of organization. And she, I mean, I'm pretty sure she could have orchestrated the D-Day invasion. I just think that's the level we were looking at there.
Wow.
But then we got back yesterday, unloaded the trailer, got everything sorted. And somewhere around 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, I literally laid down on the couch and I don't remember anything after that until somewhere around 5:30. When one of the local kids rang the doorbell for trick-or-treating. And I'm like, it's one of those things, you know how you wake up, you're like, oh, what's going on? Where am I? What's happening right now?
Yes. Yes. You had no clue
what
was going on.
What in God's name just happened? Who knocked me over the head with a bat? Yeah. Hey, the text lines are open, by the way. Text us, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. That's also the call-in number, 833-687-4448. 4448. Got some interesting topics for the day. I will tell you, some folks have already been texting. Allie from Athens. Allie, I can't do it. She says, now that it's over, because I told her I wasn't going to do it beforehand. I believe she's the one that mentioned it before. And I said, I am not going to go watch that Father of the Bride movie. I am not doing it. And if some joker tries to play Butterfly Kisses, I'm going to throat punch him. But literally, she says, okay, now that it's over, you and Charlene need to sit down and watch both versions of Father of the Bride. I'm not doing it, Allie. I'm not. She says, soldier, you know how to use your sleeve. I know, but I'm not doing it. JT from Lacey Springs said, kudos to Uncle Bill for the way he played that letter, since I've been an Uncle Bill for years. And then that was JT from Lacey Springs. Tracy from Athens says, why are you making this old woman tear up on the afternoon? So happy for y'all. Congratulations. And I told her, I said, I was a bit of a mess for a while, but she's happy, and we are too. By the way, Brian from Huntsville, Boomer, he just texted in. So, you know, we had those folks in last Thursday, Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Right, right.
Yeah, he went to their event. He said it was basically it was great training for future events. And so I'm assuming that he went, and I'm hoping they had a good turnout.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, if you missed that segment, by the way, that was a cool.
Mm-hmm. That was really cool. And very, like, the heart. I mean,
very real.
Very real.
Yeah, yeah. And it got all over me. I mean, I was about knowing that I was going to my daughter's wedding weekend, and there I was getting trashed by my emotions on the show on Thursday. That was probably not good timing on my part. Just saying.
Right.
Anyway. Enough of that. I'll leave that alone. Hey, by the way, total switch of subject. A little more serious note here. Breaking news. Don't have much in the way of details. Fox News, top story on foxnews.com. U.S. and Saudi Arabia reportedly on high alert over intel of an imminent Iranian attack meant as a distraction. So the story that I read right before we came back on the air says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are on high alert after Saudi intelligence shared with the U.S. indicated that Iran is expected to carry out attacks on targets in Saudi Arabia and in Iraq. The Iraq targets are in Erbil, where we have troops stationed. We actually have troops over there right now because of the ongoing fight in Syria, and I'm sure for counterterrorism. But so they're looking at potential attacks on U.S. troops located in Iraq, as well as targets in Saudi Arabia that are unidentified. But it does say that Pentagon Press Secretary General Pat Ryder said during a press briefing, the U.S. remains concerned about the threat in the region and is in regular contact with Saudi officials, and we reserve the right to protect and defend ourselves no matter where we are. So more to come on that. It's all believed to be something to draw attention away from the fact that there is a great deal of civil unrest still ongoing in Iran. That's a big deal, y'all. I mean, we're talking that the Ayatollahs don't know what to do because they can't seem to quell the riots. I saw one headline this morning that said they're going to have a mass trial, allegedly a mass trial, they call it, for thousands of protesters who've been arrested. So what are they going to do, have mass executions? Or are they going to put a mass prison camp together? At some point, it's going to get away from them. Keep your eyes on Iran. That civil unrest right there, remember Libya? All right, those of y'all that know, that's how Gaddafi was overthrown, was when the public had finally had enough. All right, folks, more to come. We're going to come right back with pandemic amnesty? Big question mark. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.